Welcome to New Fire Generation, and thank you for tuning into our podcast. We want to invite you every Friday night at 8 p.m. We are located at 8833 Northwest 107th Street at Hialeah.
Not only that, but you can find us on MySpace and Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. If you still want more, you could join us at a House of Peace every Thursday and Saturday night.
And now to introduce you to our special guest, Marianela Reina. She will be bringing us a word on praise and worship. Enjoy.
Here's a story.
Esta es la historia.
Back in the days where the ten tribes.
En los días cuando las 10 tribus.
Were separated. You had the northern and you had the southern tribes.
Fueron separadas. Tenemos el south, el este y el norte.
Amen.
El okay. Noreste y el sudeste.
And just to give you a little feedback on it.
Y solo para darle un poco más en esto.
We had a king, and the name of this king was King Mesha.
Teníamos un rey, y el nombre de este rey era Mesha. Mm-hmm.
This king used to pay taxes, used to do tribute to the king of Israel.
Este rey le pagaba los taxes al rey de Israel.
Okay. And one day, he just said, no more.
Y un día dijo, no más.
He decided he was going to rebel and he was not going to pay any more.
Decidió rebelarse y que no iba a pagar más taxes.
Okay. So in this story we also find another king.
So en esta historia también vemos otro rey.
Okay. There's three kings here involved. King Mesha, King Jehoshaphat, and King Joram.
Tenemos tres reyes en esta historia. Tenemos el rey Josafat, rey Mesha y el rey Joram.
King Joram comes from a wicked family.
El rey Joram viene de una familia con maldición.
He's the son of Ahab and Jezebel.
Es el hijo de Asa y de Jezabel.
Anybody heard of Jezebel?
¿Algunos han escuchado de Jezabel?
She was a very wicked woman.
Era una mujer muy, muy maldecida.
And just to give you a little story about this king.
Y solo para decirte una historia sobre este rey.
This king did not do as bad as his parents.
Este rey no hizo tanta maldad como sus padres.
He took out the idols.
Tomó los ídolos.
But he didn't take them all off.
Pero no se los quitó todos.
So he only went halfway.
So solo se quedó en el medio.
So he was a halfway. He was only halfway hearted.
So estaba medio comprometido.
I hope that some of you here tonight are not half-hearted Christians.
Espero que algunos en esta noche no estén medios, no sean cristianos medios comprometidos.
And I'm going to show you why.
Y te voy a mostrar por qué.
Okay. How many of you have been put probably in a situation where somebody asked you to do something and you without even thinking about it, say yes, and you made a covenant with that person, and then you find out another story, but you know, you already promised that person. How many of you have done that?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han estado en una situación que dicen sí y se han metido en un convenio y están en esa situación y no saben dónde va?
Gotta be careful who you choose.
Tenemos que tener cuidado en a quién escoges.
Gotta be careful with relationships.
Tienes que tener cuidado con las relaciones.
Everything that you guys do where there is a lovable relationship.
Todo lo que haces donde hay una relación de amor.
Where there is a friendship.
Donde hay una amistad.
Where there is business.
Donde hay un negocio.
You always have to ask God about it.
Siempre tienes que preguntarle a Dios sobre eso.
You always have to pray about it.
Siempre tienes que orar sobre eso.
Sometimes we just make decisions without asking God and then we pay a high price.
Muchas veces tomamos decisiones sin consultarle a Dios y pagamos un precio caro.
Okay. This king Joram, since the king from Moab was not going to pay taxes anymore.
Este rey Joram, como el rey no iba a pagar taxes más,
he decided to go to his friend Jehoshaphat and ask him, hey, would you come with me to war against this king?
Decidió ir al rey y decirle, vamos a la guerra contra este rey.
And one of the weaknesses from King Jehoshaphat was that He didn't even bother. He let anybody come to his life.
Y una de las debilidades del rey Josafá era que no tenía control de quién entraba en su vida.
He had no tendency. He had the tendency of choosing just anybody.
Tenía la tendencia de escoger a cualquiera.
As Christians, we cannot be half-hearted Christians.
Como cristianos, no podemos estar medio comprometidos.
See, this King Joram,
el rey Joram,
he didn't have a close relationship with God.
No tenía una relación cercana con Dios.
Therefore, he didn't really have that confidence in God.
Por eso no tenía esa confianza en Dios.
He had a very low self-esteem.
Tenía un bajo estima.
So what happens? A lot of us, a lot of youth, when they have low self-esteem,
so lo que pasa que cuando muchos jóvenes tienen un bajo estima, un estima bajo,
they usually pay attention to those people that come and try to lift them up.
Usualmente le ponen atención a las personas que vienen a levantarlos.
You know, it doesn't take anything. You know, you just say, "Hey, man, you're good," whatever, and that's, you know, they identify themselves with that.
No toma nada, nada más se dice, "Hey, tú estás bien," y se identifican con eso.
They don't really consider what type of friend that person is.
No consideran qué tipo de amigo esa persona es.
And God, sometimes God, when God sees that you are in a relationship that is not good to you,
cuando Dios ve que estás en una relación que no es buena para ti,
and it's not bearing fruit,
y no está dando frutos,
he's going to cut it off.
La va a cortar.
And a lot of and we hope that you really have that gift in your heart.
Y espero que tengas ese regalo en tu corazón.
About not hold back, not to go behind that person trying to get him back.
De no retener y de estar detrás de esa persona reteniéndola.
Because God is trying to take it away from you. God is trying to cut it off from you.
Porque Dios está tratando de llevársela. Dios la está tratando de cortar.
He doesn't want you to go back to
no
those relationships that are not good to you.
A esa relación que es mala para ti.
Amen?
Amen.
It says here that Jehoshaphat got hooked up with the wrong man and did not even pray about it. Never asked God about it.
Dice aquí que Josafat se enredó con los malos hombres y ni siquiera le preguntó a Dios.
You need to pray about your relationships, people around you.
Tienes que orar sobre tus relaciones, las personas alrededor tuyo.
Right friendships. Relationships.
Las relaciones correctas, relaciones.
Just like there's kingdom connections.
Así como hay relaciones de reino.
There's hell connections.
Hay relaciones del infierno.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoever has, I don't know who here, because I know a lot of you are young, but if you have businesses, it's the same way. A lot of times we run, you know, you see a business, you see a partner, maybe somebody that you say, "Ooh, this guy's making money. Let me make partnership with them."
No sé aquí porque están jóvenes, pero algunos si tienen negocios, si ves a alguien que tiene dinero, un empresario y tiene negocios, dices, déjame ir con él porque tiene dinero y corres atrás de él.
Don't pray about it.
No oras.
Don't ask God about it.
No le preguntas a Dios.
And the Bible says that towards the end,
y la Biblia dice que al final,
it's not going to prosper.
No vas a prosperar.
So those are not good business connections.
So esas no son conexiones buenas.
King Jehoshaphat made a stupid alliance.
El rey Josafat hizo una alianza estúpida.
Because he said, "Yeah, here's my people. My people are your people."
Porque dijo, "Sí, esta es mi gente. Mi gente es son tus personas. Mis personas
but
son tus personas."
But he didn't know that the other king was going to come to get attacked.
Pero no sabía que el otro rey iba a ser atacado.
So he already made a covenant. He already made a promise. He already made a vow.
So ya hizo un convenio, una promesa, un voto.
So guess what? He couldn't back out of it because the other king would say, "Hey, you made a vow, you made a promise."
So adivina qué, no podía irse echarse para atrás porque el otro le dijo, "Hey, ya hiciste una promesa, ya hiciste un pacto."
Amen. Now, this same person that has no relationship with God.
Now esta misma persona que no tiene relación con Dios.
So imagine this. Here's Jehoshaphat, who is the king of Judah.
So este Josafat, quien es el rey de Judá.
And how many of you know what Judah means here?
¿Cuántos saben qué significa Judá aquí? Adoración, alabanza.
That's what Judah means,
eso
praise.
Es lo que Judá significa.
So imagine this person that who's half-hearted.
So, imagínate esta persona que está medio comprometido.
Tells the king of Judah.
Le dice al rey de Judá.
Hey, we cannot go into this battle, you know, in front of them.
No podemos ir a esta batalla delante de ellos.
Let's go around. Let's go to the desert. Let's go to the wilderness and attack them from there.
Vamos alrededor. Vamos al desierto. Vamos al bosque y atracarlos de ahí.
And that's when you have to be careful.
Y ahí es donde tienes que tener cuidado.
Because that's what the enemy wants to take you to.
Porque eso ahí es donde el enemigo te quiere llevar.
In the desert.
Al desierto.
Where things dry up.
Donde las cosas se secan.
Gotta be careful if your worship dries up.
Tienes que tener cuidado cuando tu alabanza se seca.
You gotta be careful when you come to church and you become a dry church goer.
Tienes que tener cuidado cuando vienes a la iglesia y te conviertes en un guerrero seco.
You got your own plan, you make your agenda, and you know what you do? You get deeper and deeper into those wrong relationships.
Tienes tus planes, tienes tu propia agenda, pero te metes más y más profundo en las relaciones malas.
Amen.
Amen.
Does that remind you of something?
¿Eso te recuerda algo?
Here these people are in the desert.
Aquí están estas personas en el desierto.
And all of a sudden there's no water.
Y de la nada no hay agua.
So animals are dying.
So los animales están muriendo.
The men are crying out. We're thirsty. We're thirsty. We're dying.
Los hombres tienen sed, se están muriendo.
They're crying out.
Y están gritando.
Amen. So, when you become and get into these wrong relationships,
so cuando te metes en estas malas relaciones,
your church and your prayer starts drying up.
Tu iglesia y tu oración se seca.
Because of the people you are hanging out with and the garbage you are listening to.
Por las personas que están a tu alrededor y la basura que estás escuchando.
The crowd that you are hanging around,
el grupo de personas con quien estás,
are drying you spiritually.
Te están secando espiritualmente.
Amen. The Bible says that they are out in the wilderness and everything starts drying out.
La Biblia dice que están en el bosque y todo se empieza a secar.
And they're crying out for water.
Y están buscando agua.
And you know what? Water is a symbolism of the Holy Spirit.
El agua es el simbolismo del Espíritu Santo.
As Christians,
como cristianos,
we cannot be dry.
No podemos estar secos.
Because when you get dry,
porque cuando te secas,
ministry dries up.
Tu ministerio se seca.
And you become a dry Christian.
Y vienes a ser un cristiano seco.
Amen. It is going to take the Spirit,
esto toma al Espíritu,
the anointing,
la unción.
Because we cannot be dry praisers.
Porque no podemos ser adoradores.
We cannot be
secos.
Dry church people.
No podemos ser iglesia seca.
What God has for us,
lo que Dios tiene para nosotros,
if you're not careful,
si no tienes cuidado,
will dry up.
Se va a secar.
Will wither up because of the wilderness.
Se mezcla por el bosque, por el
because
desierto.
Of the desert,
por el desierto.
Everybody goes through rough times.
Todo el mundo pasa tiempos difíciles.
But the job of the enemy,
pero el trabajo del enemigo,
is to dry you up.
Es secarte a ti.
You see, the word says that living waters,
la palabra dice que el agua viva,
should run from your belly.
Tiene que salir de tu estómago.
So if you're dried up,
si estás seco,
what are you going to praise up?
¿Qué vas a levantar?
Amen.